Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Australia mengalami kekurangan tenaga terampil. Namun, sebuah laporan baru menyebutkan ada lebih dari 600 ribu orang sudah berada di Australia yang memiliki keterampilan yang kita perlukan. Jadi, mengapa para migran kesulitan mendapatkan pekerjaan yang sesuai dengan kualifikasi mereka?
My full name is Mohammed Qasim, and my current job is full-time taxi driver. I'm actually from Pakistan, and I came in 2018.
Cerita Muhammad ini, pendengar, adalah cerita yang banyak ditemui. Setelah memperoleh kualifikasi dan pengalaman di negara asalnya, di Australia, ia kesulitan untuk memperoleh pekerjaan di bidang pilihannya. Dulu di Pakistan, Muhammad mempelajari IT dan datang ke Australia menggunakan visa pelajar.
Yeah, I choose IT because obviously when you see the around you, it's a big scope, you know, all over the world, you know. So you will find good jobs and obviously the good income as well.
Selama 3,5 tahun, ia mencari pekerjaan di bidang IT, dan menurutnya ada banyak sekali pekerjaan yang diiklankan.
IT is like really big industry, you know. You can easily find a job, but obviously with the good experience.
Meski memiliki pengalaman di Pakistan, Muhammad terus mengalami penolakan.
It was frustrated because you did degree, and obviously then for living you have to start other thing, you know. So yeah, that's why I started doing taxis.
Muhammad berharap keadaan di Australia ini bisa berubah.
If you're coming from another country, you cannot bring the experience in your field, you know. So this thing needs to be changed and it needs to be more flexible.
Muhammad, pendengar, adalah satu dari ribuan migran yang menghadapi kesulitan dalam mencari pekerjaan yang sesuai dengan kualifikasi mereka.
What we found on the research was that almost half of all migrants living in Australia who arrived in the last 15 years are working well below their skill set.
Itu tadi komentar dari Lily Jiang, manajer kampanye dari Activate Australia Skills di Settlement Services International atau SSI.
44% of migrants are underutilized in Australia. And that's a really big lost opportunity when a third of all of our occupations across the nation are in shortage.
Ia mengatakan ada banyak hambatannya.
The system for how we recognize overseas skills and qualifications is really complex. It's riddled with red tape and it's very, very expensive. And then there's the sort of bias within our labor markets, you know, where there's this perception that local experience is needed. There's a perception of, I guess, a sort of unconscious bias as well in our hiring practices.
Menurut laporan dari Settlement Services International atau SSI baru-baru ini, jika pekerja migran bekerja pada pekerjaan yang sesuai dengan keahlian mereka, seperti halnya dengan para pekerja kelahiran Australia, maka aktivitas ekonomi senilai $70 miliar akan dihasilkan dalam 10 tahun.
From the stories that we see and a lot of the data that we see, they end up in a lot of cleaning jobs, hospitality roles, a lot of sort of non-permanent work like rideshare driving, taxi driving, those kinds of roles. Yeah, more manual kind of low qualifications. We actually see a lot of skilled migrants finding other places to go, like Canada, European countries, where it is actually a little bit easier to get your skills recognized.
Phoebe adalah seorang insinyur mesin asal Tiongkok yang datang ke Australia pada tahun 2016 menggunakan visa tenaga terampil.
I was working as an application engineer in Shanghai. I thought I was doing pretty well working for an international company. But when I came to Australia, I felt really frustrated because I couldn't understand the English spoken by Australians.
Phoebe mengatakan dirinya optimis saat pertama kali tiba. Ia memiliki kualifikasi, pengalaman, dan keterampilan yang jelas dibutuhkan mengingat ia datang ke Australia menggunakan visa tenaga terampil. Namun ia mengatakan bahwa ia menghadapi banyak tantangan.
The first is the language, and the second is that I have no local work experience. The third is that I don't have any friends or family or relatives here.
Setelah melalui banyak wawancara dan penolakan, Phoebe menerima posisi di sebuah bisnis milik keluarga sebagai asisten impor. Bertahun-tahun kemudian, Phoebe akhirnya mendapatkan pekerjaan yang sesuai dengan bidangnya. Namun ia menggambarkan proses ini sebagai hal yang menyiksa.
I felt that it was too difficult to find a job. I lowered my living standards. I was so desperate.
Wakil CEO dari Dewan Pengungsi Australia, Adama Kamara, mengatakan lapangan kerja merupakan tantangan besar yang dihadapi orang-orang yang tiba di negeri ini.
For many people, your career is your identity. Your profession is your identity. Especially when you've spent so many years studying and contributing to your community, whatever that community looks like, and then to move to Australia and you can't, because you lose so much. There's so much loss along the way. If that's one thing you can is retain your professional identity, that means a lot.
Segmen SBS Examines kali ini pendengar diproduksi oleh Olivia DiIorio dan SBS Mandarin dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesian. Untuk mengetahui cerita lainnya, silakan kunjungi sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.